An idol held a fan event, and at the event she received numerous presents. Amongst those presents were several DVDs. They included B-grade horror movies, adult videos, and other such things. At any rate, she took all the presents home with her. A few days later, the idol was drinking with her friend. As things started to calm down, she suggested they watch one of the DVDs her fans had given her. The idol's friend said they were probably just full of porn, but they had nothing else to do, so she agreed. The idol put the DVD on, and a male face appeared. He was doing the infamous otaku dance, the dance fans of idols perform to express their admiration. The idol's friend burst out laughing at the sight. "What the hell? Oh, that's so gross." Yet, the idol wasn't laughing. Her face turned pale, and her friend realized tears were running down her cheeks. "What's wrong?" she asked. That's my room." Looking closer, they could see the bed behind the dancing man. In the bed was the idol, blissfully unaware as she slept. Hello, and welcome to Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. I'm your host, Tara A. Devlin, and on this show we'll be looking at different urban legends from Japan, how they came about, and when possible, the truth behind them. Don't forget to join our newsletter at kawabana.net/newsletter to keep up to date with the latest Japanese horror news and get exclusive stories each week. I send out new and interesting urban legends I come across every now and then, so don't miss out. This week, we're looking at the tale of the fan's present. It's a fairly common story with all sorts of minor variations, and while it's likely that this legend has been around for quite a while longer, it was made popular when it appeared on the July 25th, 2008 episode of Yarisugi Kozi, Urban Legend Special. The story, featuring gravure idol Minami Akina, was near word for word the story that's still passed around today. An idol receives a bunch of presents, takes them home, watches one of the videos, and discovers that the fan filmed the video inside her house while she was lying there, asleep. While Minami acted in the short for the show, numerous fans contacted her afterwards to ask if the story was true. Minami posted on her blog on October 17th, 2008, refuting that it was a real story involving her. "A lot of people have asked me whether that was a true story," she said. "It's not. I just appeared in the recreation, so don't worry. It's not about me." If the story wasn't about her, then who? The idol system in Japan began in the 70s and hit its stride in the 80s. The scene exploded with manufactured singers who promoted, above all, innocence and wholesomeness. Idols were forbidden from public dating and had to maintain high morals at all times. A certain distance was kept between idols and their adoring fans, particularly in the time before social media. They were someone to look up to and worship, an image of purity. And as you can imagine, this created some pretty lopsided relationships. Around the early 2000s, this began to change with the introduction of social media, and in particular, the rise of handshake events, where fans could directly meet and talk to their idols more frequently than in the past. Idols, once a symbol of the untouchable, became the girl next door. Anyone could buy a ticket, attend a handshake event, and directly talk to the girl of their choice. Do that enough times and they might even start to remember you. The lopsided relationship of the 80s and 90s began to morph. The image they sold of purity and wholesomeness remained, but if you spent enough money and went to see your favorite girl enough times, then maybe, just maybe, a real relationship could blossom. There have been numerous instances over the years of idols being caught out dating fans, so it's actually not that far-fetched to imagine. In 2016, an unnamed idol was sued by her management company for breaking the no dating clause in her contract. She was discovered to be dating a fan, and they wanted close to 10 million yen in damages. The case was thrown out by the Tokyo District Court, who ruled that the clause was a breach of her basic human right to happiness. Is it unlikely that a fan will end up dating an idol? Of course. Is it impossible? Of course not. And that's all you need for dangerous situations to arise. On December 8, 2018, two fans reportedly broke into an idol's home and attacked her. In light of the attack, which made worldwide headlines, several former idols came out and revealed similar situations where they had been harassed or attacked in their own homes. And they're not alone. In 2014, two members of a sister group were attacked by a sword-wielding fan at a handshake event. In 2016, another idol was stabbed over 20 times by a fan who was upset that she had returned his gift. In 2017, one idol spoke on TV about the numerous stuffed animals she received as gifts from fans. She was aware that they might have recording devices inside, so she always made sure to hit them, just in case. In 2018, members of a male dance troupe received a stuffed animal that did have a GPS tracker inside, confirming that it is indeed a valid fear for idols to have. Shortly thereafter, idol group Batten Shoujo Tai banned fan gifts entirely. The official reason was that they no longer had room to house the gifts, but considering the dangers these gifts often pose, it's difficult to believe that as the only reason. Idols, while presenting an image of constant availability in the current market, must also constantly be aware of the potential danger waiting around every corner, even in their own homes. This urban legend serves as a sobering reminder, as if real life weren't enough of one, that danger can lurk anywhere, even in the safety of one's home. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. You can help support us and get early access to both this show and Kowabana over on our Patreon at patreon.com/TaraADevlin. And if you want even more urban legends, Toshiden Volume 2 is available on Amazon right now, so don't miss out. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you again next time for even more Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koabana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koabana.net now.